Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming where available. It is Thursday, January 26, 2023. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up, we have Second Chance Romance moments away.
Yeah.
More dirt and the full dirt alert and a prize. So don't touch that dial.
It's going to be a great hour.
It's going to be a great hour. We're going to see to it. But unfortunately, we're going to start with this. It's time for Second Chance Romance, where the three of us go looking panub in all the wrong places. That's right. Holly, who are we starting with today?
We're starting with Roger today.
All right.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for your help with this. My sister is a big fan of you and told me to contact you.
Oh, cool. Well, no, thank you. I mean, look, we've had a lot of hang-ups recently, so we just appreciate you actually picking up your damn phone, so thanks.
thank you.
Yeah. Roger, go ahead and tell us your story, if you would, please.
Sure. Yeah, I met Crystal online, and we hit it off right away. I immediately stopped talking to anyone else that I was messaging with and really wanted to meet her in person. And she is gorgeous and in person even more stunning. And not only that, she's smart, she's funny, and we just had a fantastic date.
Nice.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. What else? Because obviously it was a fantastic date, but something happened. So how did it end?
Well, it went well. After dinner, I walked her to her car. She asked if I wanted to come over to her place and have a drink. Her roommate wasn't going to be there. So, of course, I wanted to do that. We had wine. Yeah. Had some wine, started making out a little bit. And then she needed to go to the bathroom. She came out later and she told me that her roommate was on her way back and asked me to leave, which I thought was kind of weird. And then she, I left and said I'd call her for another date, and she hasn't responded to any of my calls or texts or anything.
Oh, okay. That was one hell of a bathroom trip.
Weird.
Yeah. Anything? Now, I know Holly always reminds you before we do this. Anything weird about any part of the date? Is there anything? And forgive me, but is there anything out of the ordinary about you? You know, do you have a third ear? Do you kiss loudly? You know, do you make noises?
Mm-hmm. Did you drink too much wine?
No.
Yeah. Anything like that?
No, not at all. I'm a normal guy. I mean, we had a great time, a lot of laughing, and it went really well. It just abruptly ended.
Weird.
Okay. Lex, anything?
Wow. Yeah. So it was really nothing with the makeout session. She didn't say anything about her roommate. Huh.
Nothing.
I mean, she said, her roommate was going to come back, she said her roommate had boyfriend issues, but she also said her roommate wasn't going to be there, so that's why I went over in the first place. But yeah, no, nothing with the makeout session either. I'm a good kisser.
Attaboy. All right. Confidence, yeah. Okay, well, Roger, we're going to put you on hold, and she's on the other line. She can't hear anything. She only agreed because she just knows we're asking about a date. She doesn't specifically know that it's about you. So, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you'll hear everything, so.
There seems to be something missing. Because it seems like she was in that bathroom a long time.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'd be sitting in that apartment going, what? And is she fitting to kill me?
Maybe she had some stomach issues.
Yeah, maybe she needed to go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
That's code for bathroom issues. Yeah.
Those little Thin Mints or chips that you eat, Holly.
Something.
Metamucil chips. Oh, maybe she needs some of those.
Metamucil fiber thins.
Yeah, maybe she needs some
cookies.
Of those.
Girl, get yourself a 2-pack.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Again, you're listening to you laughing and leaking in the morning, remember? Yeah.
Oh.
The end days portion of our show's history. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Holly, go ahead and put Crystal up here.
This. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Crystal, you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, hi. You're live on the air. This is Jason and Alexis and Holly. Thank you. First, let me just say thanks for doing this, Crystal. We appreciate it. We know this is odd and a busy time of day. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, you're welcome.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little weird, but.
Yeah, believe me. Sure. Believe me. Yeah. We're forced to do this. Crystal, you know that Holly told you we're here to talk about a date of yours. The date we were asking about is Roger. Do you remember going out with Roger?
I remember that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It is our understanding. I'll go a little deeper here. It is our understanding that there wasn't a second date or.
You're not getting back to him.
You're not getting back to him. Was there a reason? Is there a reason?
Yeah, I blocked him because he creeped me out. He basically went through all my stuff.
What?
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, listen. Okay, first, we really had a really good date, and we met online. I thought he was cool. I was like, hey, yeah, let's get together. I actually really liked him. I felt like we had a lot of stuff in common, but I invited him into my house, into my sacred place, the whole thing for me was that my roommate was out, and I was like, well, shoot, why not? I mean, this is a good night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So what happened?
I'm sorry. So anyway, so we started kissing, all of that. I decided that, I'm going to pour some wine. He went to my restroom. It was all good. I'm pouring the wine, getting the glasses, making it kind of, romantic in a way.
Yeah.
And after he came out, I was like, well, let me go grab the candles that are in my bathtub area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I go to my bathroom and I was like, hold up. All my stuff was all in a disarray. Like he went through my medicine cabinet. He went through my drawers.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like,
ew.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying ew. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't have anything to hide. It's not like I'm doing anything crazy or anything. But that it just kind of freaked me out that he's going through my stuff. And if he's going through that, what else is he going to do in the relationship? You know what I mean? There's something there, some type of insecurity thing that I was like, no.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, I think, for once, I think you actually want answers, too. So I actually am not scared to tell you, Crystal. We actually have Roger. I mean, you've probably have figured that out. That's how we got your number.
Yeah.
Roger is actually on the other line, and I can't win from us. Holly, go ahead and put Roger up, please. Roger, you're now on. You just heard what Crystal said. What say you? Well, first, say hi to Crystal.
Hello, Crystal.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I don't see what the big deal is. I'm sorry you noticed, but I mean, I do that to every bathroom I go in. You know, I like to see what's in there.
Oh, yeah, no. That's, No, yeah, I just want you to know that I was able to kind of see what was going on and what you did. I mean, you didn't even put things back the way that you found them. I mean, that's just strange and creepy.
Well, I mean, First of all, I helped you organize. Also, if it makes you feel better, I didn't find any red flags in there.
Of course you didn't. I'm good on this whole situation, you guys.
Okay.
That is really creepy.
Crystal, then I won't even bother asking you. Because our boss, we have gift cards. If you wanted to try again, we would pay for it. But I'm thinking I'm going to mark you down as a no on this one.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Oof. Okay. I love you, though. I'm loving this. Crystal.
But at least I can tell you guys kind of feel the same way. That's, for the fact that he said that he does that with everybody, that's just unacceptable.
It's not a big deal. If you have nothing to hide, what's the problem?
Well, I think we all got answers. I think we're all good. You know what? We're good. Roger's good. Roger got answers. Right, Roger? Crystal got answers.
Yeah.
We got 15 minutes. You know what I mean? So we're good. Roger, Crystal, thank you guys. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, wow.
Bye, guys.
Bye. How can you not think that's weird? Not weird.
My favorite part is when she goes, no, I'm good.
Yeah, she's like, I'm out.
I'm good.
I'm out.
I'm good with this situation.
I feel like we did a PSA this morning.
I think we did.
Anytime any of you are proposed to go on a date by a guy named Roger, you just say, you just be on the lookout.
Yeah.
You be on the lookout.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't have to say no, because there are plenty of nice Rogers out there.
Absolutely.
You just be careful. Move a nail polish in a place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then watch when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah. Do we have a half price deal?
No.
No? Okay. Just checking. You know, because things always surprise me live on the air, so I just wanted to make sure I didn't know. I didn't know.
Can we do Save by a Half Price deal here?
I usually help.
Can we do Save by a Giveaway?
Yes.
A prize?
You want to do the giveaway now? Yes. Let's do it now.
Let's cleanse the palate a little bit.
Okay, let's do it. What are we giving away?
Oh, we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show. That's February 3rd through the 5th at U.S. Bank Stadium. If you want to win that 4-pack, 7th caller, 651-641-1071 is going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Minneapolis Home and Remodeling Show, taking place February 3rd through the 5th at U.S. Bank Stadium. And Alexis, you're going to be there Friday, February 3rd, right?
I will be there from 1 to 3. Yes, there'll be a presentation with Patrick, the laundry guy. So we'll be talking about that. And a whole bunch of other fun things. So hope to see you then. It's going to be a great show.
Caller number 7. When we come back, hold on to your wigs and keys and brassieres. It's the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
We have the biggest stories in the world of Hollywood, entertainment, and pop culture in the Dirt Alert, and Holly has collected said items. Good morning, Holly.
Oh, yes, like a raccoon that washes their rocks in the stream. Mm-hmm. So I have cleaned off some celebrity gossip for you. Austin Butler talking with the Los Angeles Times. Newly Oscar-nominated Austin Butler for his performance in the movie Elvis admitted that it was his ex, Vanessa Hutchins, that convinced him to try out for the role of Elvis Presley after previously referring to her as an unnamed friend. So he's,
that was weird.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Yeah, so he said, I was with my partner at the time. We'd been together for so long, and she had this sort of clairvoyant moment. And so I really owe her a lot for believing in me.
Good.
Yeah. Now, well, Hutchinson Butler dated for almost a decade before calling it quits in 2020. And Vanessa Hutchinson, the past couple of years, has recently gone public with her clairvoyant abilities.
Oh.
This is a thing. Yeah.
I know it's odd, but let me look on the positive on this as far as why he said what he said.
Yeah.
Maybe they have an agreement as two public people, or just, you know, maybe there when their relationship ended, they made a deal with each other that they would not speak about one another. So maybe that's why he had to refer to her. I don't know. Yeah. I have people that I will no longer speak of.
Even
you know what I mean?
In, like, a good light?
Yeah.
You just won't at all. Okay.
No, I wouldn't. There's a... Yeah, I can think of a couple people that I just, yeah, I wouldn't mention them by name anymore for one reason or another.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just out of respect. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's, you know, it's coming out. Now, Vanessa Hutchins herself, back in 2019, actually talked about this, where she said that she realized she had a moment where she thought that Austin Butler should play Elvis. She said, last December, we were driving along and we were listening to Christmas music, and then an Elvis Presley Christmas song came on. And Austin had just dyed his hair black. He's naturally blonde. I was looking at him, and he was singing along, and I was like, babe, you need to play Elvis.
Yeah.
And so she, I don't even know what Vanessa Hutchins sounds like. I'm sorry. I probably offended, like, all the Vanessa Hutchins stands out there.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's
all fine. Three of you. I'm sorry. You can write me an angry email. Yeah. Stranger Things. Had a great 2022, the most streamed show according to Nielsen's year-end rankings.
Really? Cool.
Yes. Fueled by the summer release of its fourth season, you know, Netflix did the thing where, like, we're going to give you part one this month. Then we're going to give you part two the next month because we want you to stick around and subscribe for another month.
Yeah, it's pretty genius.
Yeah. So did you guys, I guess I haven't checked in on you, Jason and Alexis. Are you Stranger Things folks?
Oh, big time.
I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. And I liked this season. It's, you know, I've had my favorite seasons, and like, I think not the fourth, but the third season I could have done without. It wasn't my favorite. But this season was great. I thoroughly enjoyed this season.
Yeah. Other shows that made Nielsen's top streaming list include Ozark. Mm. 31 billion minutes of watch time.
Wow.
Followed by Wednesday, which came out just in November of last year. That show had 18.6 billion minutes watched.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a quick phenomenon that was. You know what I mean? That just came out like a missile.
Yeah.
That
so
show.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I watched it in 2 days.
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That good. Yeah.
And Ozark. Oh, gosh, that show. It's just, oh, God, that show. So what a ride, as Alexis would. Just such a good, such an amazing ride. Well acted, well written. I'll go back to well acted. That cast, Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. The leads of that show and Julie Gardner. Just everybody. I could go on. The kids were great, too, for heaven. And I don't think kids should be in any show, but they were great.
So clearly we are all watching a lot of TV, but you know, one of the things that might surprise you, but might not surprise you at all, is that a lot of shows from long running network series landed on this Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, Supernatural, The Simpsons.
Oh,
had billions of minutes of views. So, you know, we're watching some of the new stuff.
Yep.
Watching some of the classics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
A lot of that is on streaming now, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Grey's Anatomy continues to defy gravity. Yeah. The fact that it's in like its 14th season, you know what I mean? And it's still, it still gets press. And obviously you just heard Holly, still gets ratings.
Yeah. Still makes the list. It was number six on the overall Nielsen ratings of streaming.
Do that rotation of doctors in.
I mean, exactly. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, they had their reunion last night on Bravo, and Heather Gay revealing that she doesn't remember how she got her black eye. She was drinking a little too much. This is all part one on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion last night. She just said, I blacked out and I don't know how it happened.
Oh. I don't know any of the ladies of Salt Lake City.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she admitted that weeks ago, you know, people were speculating. Dozens of theories on how she got this black eye during a trip to San Diego.
Oops.
But she can't tell you either. Wow. So don't go waiting for that answer.
Don't go waiting
for that answer. Hey, you know, earlier in the show, we mentioned that Jersey Shore Family Reunion is currently in its 716th season.
Yeah.
And that show, Jim Tan Laundry forever. Mike the Situation Sorrentino and his wife, Lauren, welcomed a second baby.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, hey, like, let's add a new cast member to this family vacation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's actually, I couldn't believe the actual, it's actually in its fifth season, the spinoff, this vacation spinoff. That's crazy to me.
Wow.
That the spinoff has been on 5 years. Where has the time gone? Because I remember the original.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the original show.
Yeah.
We were all about it. You know, maybe they just, if it's just like a family vacation, maybe they just spend a week or two together. It's, you know, cheap to make.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they know that they're going to get X number of people who are going to be watching and curious. You know what? Quite frankly, sometimes that's just enough. Yep. And it's going to be fine.
Yep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus talking about her son Charlie Hall's performance in The Sex Lives of College Girls. She said it's dynamite. But she did watch some of her son's sex scenes. She said she told Jimmy Kimmel, it's a very racy show. And she said, I thought he was really great. He was adorable. He was bleeping some girl in the library, and I thought it was dynamite.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was her son.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I love this show. It's great. Mindy Kaling wrote it.
Season 2 on HBO Max right now.
For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. When we come back, I went to school yesterday. That's right. I learned a new skill.
Cool.
And I'll tell you about that when we come back. Back in a moment.
Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. David's the keyword you use at mytalk1071.com. You notice in the news just a few weeks ago, some major mortgage companies have stopped doing mortgages. Yeah. What's so great about working with First Equity? They're not going anywhere. And we've learned with these big companies deciding to pivot that gimmicks don't work. And that's what's so great about First Equity. They give you and offer the best deal right away. They've been doing it in our local market for 23 years and counting, and they want to help you. If you're looking to refinance, if you're looking to become a first-time home buyer, they've got you. As long as you need a mortgage, they're there for you. And rates right now are down. Inflation's in control. This might be a really good time to get those financial ducks in a row and work with a local lender, an amazing team that's there for you. So call 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
The real estate. Running us together,
searching around. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Friday, Vincent is captured.
He's ours, Professor, and we will decide what to do with him.
And set up for scientific sacrifice on Beauty and the Beast. And on Dallas, heartbreak.
Mommy doesn't want us. We don't want her either.
And revenge.
If he's free to go after whatever's mine, I'm free to go after whatever she is.
Then, on Falcon Crest.
People get blown up, beaten up, terrorized.
A battle for power becomes a fight for life or death. It's all Friday beginning at 8, 7 Central and Mountain. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We are showing some love to CBS a few minutes ago. That is a commercial for CBS Primetime in 1988, featuring Alexis's favorite show, Beauty and the Beast.
Catherine!
With Linda Hamilton and Ron Perlman.
Screaming from
course,
the sewer. Yeah,
that's right.
I love
Dallas and Falcon Crest.
Oh, yeah, Jace, yeah, because I had to go to bed.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to watch Dallas. No, you had to go to bed right after Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was just cozying in, man. I was
You were just getting started.
I was just getting started. Just for my night of television. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Whitney liked to be a pepper too. And so I think we would all agree, one of the great things about living here is the fact that we're the home to a lot of great companies, corporations, you know, Target, 3M, Land O'Lakes, the Twins, Paisley Park. Did I say Target? Yeah, I said Target. And we're also the home of Aveda.
Yeah.
Aveda.
Mm.
The Aveda Institute, the school, the educational facility. If I am correct on this, it's the largest of its kind, I believe, in the country. It's academy. It's a cosmetology institute. I have never been in there.
Really?
Well, no. Oh. Well, yesterday I was invited to do a behind-the-scenes story at the institute, and I went to cosmetology school. Now,
get your white coat and everything?
Yeah. Well, oh, and I got my apron. No, I got an apron, Holly. I got an apron and a student badge. I got a workstation with my name on the mirror.
How is your precision cutting?
Not good. Not good. So I love a good, I love a good bookend. We started the show with, appreciation to the artistry of baking, of the precision, the artistry of baking. We're going to end the show with, and I, again, just like I meant with bakers, I mean this without sarcasm. I will never not appreciate a haircut again. The amount of math and thought and precision that goes into just a cut.
Mm.
I don't know.
Did you cut a human hair? Were you testing on a human or?
No, I was not allowed to test on a human being, though a photographer, Eric, did volunteer to let me cut his hair. But Aveda, you know, that's a big safety no-no. So
got to get to the dummy head first.
Yes. So I worked on a mannequin with like long hair and a long beard. And I have no problem admitting I was horrible. Like, I was awful. I couldn't do it. I had to cut, the back of the hair was really long, and I had to trim it up. It looked like he got attacked. It looked like the mannequin got attacked by a weed whacker. And I really do mean that. It was awful.
Ooh.
And the whole time, I'm just thinking, wow. I will never take for granted the women and men in the industry, because it's not easy.
Hairstylists and hair colorists, they're scientists, legit chemists doing the magic work. Well, not even the magic work, the scientific work, the formulas, the color theory, the chemical balances that you have to do in order to make somebody's hair not fall off and make it look great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Amazing.
As you would say, chef's kiss.
Yes, chef's kiss to that.
Because
and the institute's a great place to go too, because you can get really great haircuts at a cheaper price.
I mean,
that's the other, I mean, they're all students there.
I mean, okay.
That's where I used to go all the time.
That's what I used to do in college.
Yeah.
Well, I asked about that because I have to admit, I was scared about that because I thought I don't want Skippy McHaircut cutting my hair.
Right.
Even at a discount, I'm like, but
it's so not just you stepping in.
No, nope. But I asked the director, I said, you know how a pilot, this is the analogy I made, you know how a pilot has to have so many thousands of hours before they can fly a plane?
Yep.
I said, how many hours does Skippy Von Haircut have to have before they can do student haircuts? And she said hundreds of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like before they let you, even at the school, they're almost
ready to go.
Yes. They're not experimenting on you. They are birds. Their mouths are open. They've been fed.
Yep.
And they are almost ready to leave the nest.
Yeah. Yep.
I was wowed. I really was. I it was fascinating to me. And it's giant. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's like a factory of stylists. It's like they're it's like an assembly line, man, that they're churning out these cosmetologists. And it was interesting. I was blown away. I didn't know what to expect. I thought, and now look, we had fun with it. And anytime you invite our show, it's not going to be, we're going to have fun. But I learned a lot. I did. And as I'm cutting, and when I was not doing a good job, I named the mannequin Ted after our producer over here. I after the first cut, and it looked horrible, and I wasn't getting any better. I was off. The haircut was horrendous.
Oh.
I just thought, oh, wow, yeah. This is very hard. And so hats off.
Yeah.
Berets off to the industry.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Then yeah, the Aveda smells good.
Oh yeah. Oh, on top of it all.
Just get a huff of some of that minty freshness.
Oh, that rosemary mint.
Oh.
I just want to, well, I do bathe in it. But
bathe
yeah.
It, yes.
I love it
the
so much.
Silk. So, yeah, I tried to cut my brother's hair once. It was tragic. I don't know why he let me, but what happens is, I don't know if you had this experience, Jace, when you're cutting, like, oop, oh, I messed up. So then you cut a little bit more, and then you just keeps getting shorter and shorter yep. and shorter. Yep. And then you shaved all of the bottom, and, you know, there's, what can you do at that point?
It's, yeah, so, Ted was ruined. I mean, Ted was not, mannequin Ted was not going to get any dates after my haircut, let's just say that.
He needs to wear a hat.
Yeah.
And a mask, because you were doing the beard too, right?
Yes. You can see what the mannequin looks like on my Instagram, on my stories. Go to Jason Matheson, and you will see what he looked like before I attacked him. So you can see with the mannequin, yeah. So good. We're going to take a break. We're wrapping things up when we return. Stay with us. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hey friends, it's Jason for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. You know, I've been talking about kombucha for a long time now. And one of the things that I may not focus on a lot, but I want you to know is their resealable pouches are so, their Tetris packages are so great because, well, hello, it keeps them fresh for days, so you don't have to waste anything. So if you don't know what kombucha is, let me explain. Kombucha is great if your dog is tired or bored of their food. You have a picky eater to begin with. Kombucha is great because it's a bone broth food topper that you pour over your dog's dry food. Trust me when I say this, it works. Mr. Big sees the pouch coming out of the refrigerator and runs to the bowl. Plus, it's great for tummy health. It contains probiotics. Comes in 4 flavors. Find an independent retailer near you at NutriSourcePetFoods.com.
This might be my time to shine.
The second annual My Talk Awards, presented by Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Coming up, we're going to be handing out talkies to winners in 15 different categories all next week. So here's the deal. Tune in next week, because each day next week in our third hour and on our show, we're going to be handing out the awards. You're going to find out who won. You can vote right now at mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword awards. They don't have a running tally, do they? Like some contests, like it's all secret. Like we don't know how we're doing.
Yeah, it's all secret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really would like to see who's winning. But
yeah,
we're gonna go vote for ourselves right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do it on every device.
Mm-hmm. Every yeah,
and it's easy because it will say our show in parentheses behind it.
So. Makes it easy.
Just boom, boom, click, click, click.
Done. Yeah, I mean, and I don't like. Well, we don't like to ask a lot of you, but if you've been entertained even 4 minutes out of the last year by us. Can you vote for us, please?
Yeah. Come on.
Just, and even if you don't fully believe in our choices, put your integrity aside for just a second and just go ahead and vote for us.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You know, everybody got time to think about it. Just click, click, click.
No, just click. It's easy.
Look for our names.
And the added bonus is it'll piss off Laura and Julia. So, I mean, you know, there's that. No, we love them. We love them. No, but they already think that the fix is in, right? We heard about that. They already think that the fix is in for us. And I don't think that's the case on this contest.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not even with the slimy, the secretive slimy My Talk Academy. Yeah. We don't even know who those people are.
Nope.
We don't even know if they necessarily work here. You know? Now, I brought this up for a reason. Yeah. I brought our family up for a reason because if you go to My Talk's socials, run by the mysterious Q, I saw that you two participated. Is this a TikTok trend, the quarter game?
Yes, it
is. What the hell was this?
It was Q's game corner.
Yep.
Q's game corner. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a fork he had at the, you know, close to him, and then we had to roll quarters trying to get them between the prongs of the fork by rolling them. And we were just very, very bad.
Horrible.
All of us.
No, not all of us. Mike was pretty good.
He did roll one that came close. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But none of us really got it.
No, I'm not in the building, so I'm at a disadvantage. I'm not, you know, I can't, like, I saw you two dancing, and I can't take advantage or participate in a lot of the stuff. So, on that video, I started it, and I'm like, okay, and then I waited to see you two. I'm like, okay, how's the morning show going to be represented? Like, I always wait, and I'm like, okay, there's Bradley, there's Dawn. I'm like, okay, where's Alec? And I'm like, Q probably will shoot this when Lex and Holly are still there, so... And then I saw Holly, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Holly. Holly was up first. I didn't see Lex first. I'm like, okay. And I'm literally on my phone going like this. Come on, Holly.
Big
represent
buddy.
Us well.
Big
represent
buddy.
Us well. And then, oof. No. So then I'm like, now where's Alexis? I'm like,
good try.
Yeah. So then Alexis comes up, and then so I do it again. I go, oh, come on, Lex.
Big money, Alexis. Big money.
Big money. Represent us well. Represent the morning show well. Lex literally takes the quarter. Lex literally gives up after like half a try.
I did roll all the quarters.
Yeah.
But that last one.
Yeah, well, he edited out all of your tries.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. This was selective editing.
Absolutely.
Very selective editing. He cut out everything of Alexis except for Alexis literally taking a quarter, walking up, and putting it right up to the fork. Yeah.
That's nailed a life it. Hack. You nailed it. Way to go, Alexis.
And that's what she said. And I started laughing. I'm like, that's my girl. She don't have time for this. I'm like, then I'm thinking, Q probably caught her right as she's walking out the door. And Lex's like, okay, I don't have time for this. Let me just do it a couple times. Okay, Q.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm out.
Well, to get a quarter to roll on its edge, very hard to do. Let alone aim it, you know, between the, you know, the fork... prongs or tines or whatever what are those technically called?
Forky things?
Forky
phalanges.
Forks. Yeah, fork phalanges.
Fork phalanges. Is this a TikTok trend? Or are people doing this on, okay.
So we have been told.
Yeah.
By Q.
Yep. Who's paying attention? That's great.
He is. He's young and that's his job.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's what people are doing. Okay. I guess I'll shoot my own and see if I can do it. I probably not.
Oh.
Karen Regan just tweeted
us. You got mail.
To the three of us. I just voted across the board for everything, Jason and Alexis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh. We appreciate that so much. Just because it would be great to win. Just really would be great to win on that.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest with that.
Yeah. Let's be real explicit. We want to win.
We really do.
We're not good losers. If you've been with us over the years.
No. We are not good losers. No. And we're even awful winners. But it's more fun. What? Oh, I know. No, I'm an awful. Yeah. Lex is great. Holly's great.
I also heard that may or may not be a grand prize of a used 1988 Mercury Topaz.
Yes!
Oh, fantastic!
At the end of this.
Oh, yeah. Are there any prizes?
Just bragging rights, I'm sure.
Okay, no.
Maybe we'll
get
a breakfast sandwich.
Oh.
Okay, again, another thing I can't participate in, but...
we're gonna come dancing to you, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, will you dance with us or will you say no?
Yeah, will you dance with us?
With you guys, yes.
For a breakfast sandwich?
Yes.
We're going to come to
yes.
you. We're going to find you.
We were dancing because yeah. there was finally some sun out.
And there's sun today.
I saw that.
Oh, is there? Oh, oh, I see it. Look, I see it.
Look.
Oh, yes.
But here's the thing. This is a beef with B. Arthur. I know it shocks you that I have a beef with that hose beast, but she used to do prizes to really get us yes. to be competitive. We used to get like a spaghetti dinner or a day off or something. Like even during Project Down and Dirty, she doesn't do any of that anymore.
That is so true, Jace. We need some incentive.
We need incentive.
What do we want?
I don't know. We have a minute and a half. Let me see if she'll answer the phone.
Maybe we can get that road trip we always wanted. The RV, taking the show.
Good morning.
Hi, you're live on the air. What happened to giving us prizes for doing contests like the My Talk Awards?
Like, what kind of prize?
Well, like the winning show gets a day off, or we get to come to your house for pizza dinner or something.
Well, I can have you come to my house. I'm not giving you a day off of work.
Oh, God, you're so, ugh. This is such, such ugliness. Such ugliness.
You're so, ooh.
Yeah. But think about prizes. I mean, I think I can speak for the staff. We'd be more incentivized to promote this stuff.
Oh, I see. So despite the fact that it's the job we pay you for.
Yeah, despite that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you a millennial?
I'm not a millennial. No, I'm a Gen Xer.
Okay.
Holly and I are.
Right, I just wondered. I'm sorry, millennials, but I just wondered why there had to be a prize.
Oh, we're leaving you. We lost. Oh, shoot.
Elder millennials.
Yeah, we're the old millennials. You're right.
Oh, I hate when that happens when you get disconnected. It's horrible. Go out there and be yourself. No one can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
Okay, what's the chances of there being a prize
announced? Zero.
All right,
absolutely
wow.
Zero chance, yeah.
You be you, I guess. Have a great day. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience up next.